AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. More weapons and military equipment heading to Ukraine.
We're sending it directly to the front lines of freedom.
President Biden approves another $800 million weapons package. Sagar Magani reports.
It's expected to include 72 howitzers, quadruple the number pledged in an arms package just last week. The increase reflects what's shaping up as a major ground battle in eastern Ukraine, where Russia's trying to take full control of the Donbas. It's a relatively confined area, and heavy weaponry will play a key role.
A tactical drone system developed for Ukraine is also in the mix. A federal judge temporarily blocks a Kentucky state law that effectively eliminated abortions after the state's two remaining clinics said they couldn't meet its requirements because there's no information to determine which provisions and subsections of the law are capable of compliance. 13 sexual assault victims of former sports doctor Larry Nassar are suing the FBI, seeking $10 million each, claiming a bungled investigation by agents led to more abuse. The Justice Department Inspector General concluded that the FBI made fundamental errors when it became aware of allegations against Nassar in 2015. Jamie White is the attorney for some of the victims.
In large part, Nassar continued to have access to countless girls on almost a daily basis. An unthinkable and unnecessary number of sexual assaults occurred at the hands of Nassar during that period of time.
The Republican-controlled House of Representatives in Florida gives final passage to a bill to dissolve Walt Disney World's private government as Governor Ron DeSantis feuds with the company over its opposition to a recently passed law critics call the Don't Say Gay Law. The new measure could have a huge negative tax impact on Disney as well as home and property owners in the Orlando area. This is AP News. U.S. airlines want to allow passengers who were banned over masks back on planes.
Three of the major U.S. airlines said Thursday they will lift bans imposed on thousands of passengers who refused to wear face masks. The announcements were met with outrage from leaders of unions that represent flight attendants. American, United, and Delta all indicated they will lift bans now that masks are optional on flights. But American Airlines Chief Government Affairs Officer Nate Gatton said worst offenders, including those involved in assaults, won't be allowed back on the airline. A spokesman for Delta said it will conduct a case-by-case review. Alaska Airlines said this week banned passengers won't be allowed back. Southwest is sticking by its ban of an undisclosed number of passengers. I'm Mike Rossia.
Queen Elizabeth has her own Barbie in honor of her 96th birthday and upcoming platinum jubilee. Mattel's doll is dressed in ivory, complete with a blue sash and a tiara, modeled on the one she wore on her wedding day. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.